to WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A federal judge dismisses what remained of a lawsuit against the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. We take a look back at 1619, the year of the first General Assembly, at a time when the first Africans were brought here in slavery. President Trump will visit Jamestown to mark the 400th anniversary celebrations, but most black lawmakers in Virginia will boycott, citing Trump's attacks on a number of lawmakers of color in recent days. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 30th. A federal judge has dismissed what remained of a lawsuit against the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. The suit alleged abuse against undocumented minors at the facility near Stanton. It included claims that children were beaten while handcuffed and locked up for long periods in solitary confinement, left nude and shivering in concrete cells. Lawyers for the detention center denied any wrongdoing. Those who filed the lawsuit in 2017 lost detainees willing to testify to most of the abuse claims, and the judge dismissed the case last week. A state review of the claims ordered by Governor Ralph Northam in 2018 found the harsh treatment did not meet Virginia's legal threshold of abuse or neglect. Hannah Lieberman, a legal director with Washington Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs, said her firm plans to appeal the decision. Employers across Virginia are demanding more of workers, and that is changing the job market. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Back in 1991, about one-third of young workers could get a job right out of high school. No bachelor's degree, no specialized training. Today, that number is down to one-sixth. Spencer Shanholtz is a research analyst at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at UVA, and he says two-thirds of entry-level jobs now require some kind of training beyond high school.
Among many factors, one primary reason is upskilling. Employers are demanding a higher level of skills from workers. And most Americans need to come out of high school or come into the workforce with a deeper knowledge in their field.
Fields like health sciences, human services, and information technology, industries where high school graduates with specialized training can get a job without a bachelor's degree. Shanholtz says that means colleges and universities might need to think outside the box.
This can include different pathways like certificates, badges, shortened programs, night classes, things along those lines to increase opportunity for these low-skilled workers to obtain these middle-skilled jobs.
Now, many low-wage jobs have been moved offshore or automated. That's only increased the demand for skills and training, leaving many people who don't have an education beyond high school earning low wages. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia will hold its annual three-day sales tax holiday this coming weekend. The tax holiday is meant to help families save money on back-to-school purchases and to encourage Virginians to take necessary precautions during hurricane season. Consumers may purchase eligible items from Friday through Sunday without paying state and local sales tax. Eligible products include school supplies that cost $20 or less per item and clothing and footwear that cost $100 or less. Hurricane and emergency preparedness items include portable generators and gas-powered chainsaws and some other products. A detailed list of qualifying items can be found at tax.virginia.gov. Health officials report a shortage of the preferred shingles vaccine for older adults in Virginia. The Daily Progress says that local pharmacies report months-long wait lists to receive Shingrix, the two-dose vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 2017. The vaccine prevents the painful skin rash and nerve pain caused by a reawakening of the dormant chickenpox virus. GlaxoSmithKline, the company that makes Shingrix, says it has ramped up distribution of the vaccine. Finally today, President Donald Trump will visit historic Jamestown on Tuesday as Virginia commemorates the 400th anniversary of the rise of American democracy. But black state lawmakers will boycott the ceremony in part over Trump's racist and disparaging comments about minority leaders and communities. Some other top Democrats have also pledged a boycott in protest. The event will celebrate the first meeting of Virginia's General Assembly in 1619 and also recognize the first Africans brought here as slaves. Michael Pope has this look at what was happening at the time, 400 years ago.
In 1619, Virginia needed more people, immigrants from England. And the leaders of the fledgling Virginia colony were worried that nobody would want to come to a place that was mired in a war with the Powhatan tribe. So it was time for a rebranding.
It was definitely a rebranding effort.
That's Stephen Harris Scott. history professor at George Mason University. He says the newly appointed Governor George Yardley arrived in Jamestown and decided martial law was a bad look.
Military law was coming to a close because the last war had sort of ended, you know, a few years before 1619. And so there was a desire by the new governor to kind of have more of a democratic representation.
Burgesses representing 11 different plantations arrived in Jamestown and gaveled into session on July 30th. And it was during that first General Assembly session that the first ship of enslaved Africans arrived. During a speech at the Library of Congress, William and Mary Professor Robert Trent Vincent explained those slaves were essentially captives of various European wars.
Warfare was deliberately used to generate war captives and enslaved people. And now 1619 Africans were part of this dynamic.
Governor Yardley presided over that first session at the Virginia General Assembly 400 years ago, and he's also considered one of the first slave owners in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.